Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast, episode 3 of series 6. Coming up on this week's pod, we hear about a recent year 4 trip to a Hindu temple, some facts and information about Manolodge, our recent mental health week, and our school library. We also have the best place to go on holiday, some information on dinosaurs, plus our teacher interview is with year 6 form teacher and math teacher, Mr. Steele. Before we get to all that, another important update for our school space balloon project, because it is all systems go. We have a launch date set for Monday the 4th of March, and at the time of recording, the weather forecast looks promising that we will be able to proceed with plans to launch during school that day. It's of course subject to change with the unpredictable nature of the British weather, but fingers crossed we will indeed be able to launch our space balloon, which has been named the FireEye, up into space on Monday. All being well, we'll be able to track the balloon on its journey and set off to retrieve it to check out our experiments. As always, do keep in touch with our social media updates for the latest news on its progress. Now let's blast on with this week's episode. First, here are Suri and Aria to tell us about Mental Health Week that took place just before half term.
Hi! My name is Aria.
And my name is Suri.
Today we're going to talk about Mental Health Week. It was on the 5th to the 11th of February.
We wore yellow accessories on Tuesday the 6th because it was a popular kids' colour and a happy colour. I wore a big yellow bow and a headband in my hair.
I wore a little yellow badge, a yellow belt, a yellow pipe cleaner in my hair and a yellow hairband in my hair.
We did some Mental Health Week yoga. The yoga was very calming and relaxing. We did poses like downward dog and cat stretch.
I nearly fell asleep in it because it was so relaxing.
It was very nice to see everyone's ideas, right, Aria?
Yeah, it was. We did it because to make sure our mental health week was okay.
Mental Health Week was important, so we know how to stay positive and calm even when things go wrong.
It's just as important to be mentally healthy as it is physically healthy.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Don't forget to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Bye!
Now here are Lach and Adakeeton with some facts and information all about Manolodge.
Hi, I am Adakeeton.
And I'm Lach. And today we'll be telling you facts about Manolodge. The school lessons for juniors start at 9 o'clock and end at 3:40. And for the infants, lessons finish at 3:10.
Soon the new reception playground will be finished. It's been redeveloped and looks amazing.
We have a rainbow room for children who might need some help or support.
Junior clubs start at 3:40 and most of them end at 4:30. Most infant clubs go from 3:10 until 3:40.
Some of those clubs are chess, photography, choir, cooking club, DT club, jiu-jitsu, gardening club, our voice podcast club, sports club, French comics, coding and lots more. We have lots of buildings, field and areas around the school, such as the backfield, Basil Flashman, Forest Garden, Japanese Garden and the AstroTurf.
In DT, we are making cakes and lots of tasty food.
We will also be tasting meals and desserts from around the world for our school lunches. We have groups in maths for year 3 and maths and VR for year 4 and every morning lesson for year 5 and 6.
We have got lots of lessons such as maths, creative writing, comprehension, grammar, science, VR, PE, games, geography, RE, form time, handwriting, computing, library, history, outdoor learning, music, drama, art, spelling, PSHE, and more.
In 2022 to 2023, we started to take part in a singing concert called Young Voices. There will be lots of different schools going there. Only the senior choir goes, around the end of January.
Year three go every swimming every Wednesday at the Harrow Leisure Centre.
Year five go on a residential trip to Wales, and year six go to France.
We have eco reps for each class and also some school counsellors. We have assemblies on Monday, sometimes Wednesday and Friday.
On Friday we have a class assembly where one of class performs at the front of the smart hall. Also on Friday assembly we have something called the goal book, where it's a teacher decides who's done something good and makes one sentence of what they've done. If you get picked, you come to stand at the front of the class during the assembly and shake our head teacher's hand, Mrs. Lobo. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye.
Another integral part of our school is the school library. Here are Sonia, Seb and Dylan to tell us a bit more about.
Hello, my name is Sonia.
Hi, my name is Dylan.
And my name is Seb, and today we are telling you about the school library.
In our school library, there are a variety of books.
These books are in different sections for your age.
There are all sorts of books for all sorts of children, such as adventure books, story tale books, and lots more.
Our library teacher is called Miss Jacken, and she has Year 5 librarians who help her.
We collect books at our session, and when we finish the books, we put them in the class library box, and the librarians bring them back to the library at break times or lunch times.
Miss Strachan has a book club after school where you do lots of fun activities about books.
Such as voting, reading books and having nice snacks whilst Miss Strachan reads a book to them.
Miss Strachan talks to a lot of authors and goes to lots of ceremonies with them.
She has recently spoken to the author of Resist, Tom Palmer.
Resist is one of Miss Strachan's favourite books.
But she also loves Peanut Jones.
I've read the whole series of Peanut Jones. It's about a girl called Peanut and she saves an illustrated city.
But the book that Miss Strachan thinks is very, very good is the book Maria's Island by Victoria Hislop.
Victoria Hislop wrote a book called The Island, but she also wrote a children's version of it. It's called Maria's Island.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. And remember to
rate,
like,
subscribe,
and tell your friends.
The school aims to provide fantastic experiences both in and out of school, including educational visits. So here are Suriana and Suri to report back about a recent school trip the Year 4 went on.
Hello, my name is Suriana.
And my name is Suri.
And today we're going to tell you about the Year 4 school trip. We went to the Hindu temple
called Hare Krishna.
We went on the 2nd of February 2024.
It was so fun, and we go there all the time.
And we showed our whole group around.
The food there was amazing.
Yeah, you're right.
We had paneer, which is cottage cheese in red sauce.
And there was puri, which is Indian bread.
We had five helpings. We had a tour around the grounds.
We also had a ride in a cart pulled by oxen.
And we went to the shrine, which is a Hindu temple room.
Hindus wear Indian clothes.
And we got to dress up in saris because we're girls.
And bangles.
So if you are looking for a temple to go to...
Go to the Hare Krishna temple. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye.
Next we have Seb with some fascinating information all about dinosaurs.
Hi, I am Seb and today I will be talking about dinosaurs. Let's start with some information. Did you know that dinosaurs lived from about 245 to 65.5 million years ago? They were common during the Triassic, Jurassic and Cretaceous time periods. Not all species or types of dinosaurs lived at the same time. They also did not become extinct at the same time. Secondly, let's move on to the dinosaur bones. Although dinosaur skeletons were depending on the type of dinosaur, they were all vertebrates with a spine and their tails were made up of small bones called vertebrae. Not only did tails give dinosaurs balance, they were built as a weapon. Thirdly, let's do different dinosaur types. Dinosaur communities were separated by both time and geography. The age of dinosaurs, the Mesozoic era, included three time periods, the Triassic, Jurassic, and Cretaceous. Different dinosaur species lived in during of these three periods. Almost there, so now let's do different types of dinosaurs. Many of the dinosaurs have special features. Some, such as Triceratopses, had horns like modern rhinoceroses. Ankylosauruses had a huge club at the end of its tail. Stegosauruses had large triangular bony plates sticking out of its back. Finally, what are dinosaurs? Dinosaurs are a group of reptiles that dominated the land for over 140 million years, more than 160 million years in some parts of the world. They loved diverse shapes and sizes, from some fearsome giant Spinosaurus to the chicken-sized Microraptor, and were able to survive in a variety of environments. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
And here's Layla next to tell us about the best five places to go on holiday.
Hello, my name is Layla. Today I'm going to tell you the top five best places to go on holiday, in my opinion. Number five, Greece. If you're looking for a relaxing holiday, I recommend going to Greece. Number four, Morocco. Morocco is amazing. In Morocco, there are beautiful sunsets in the evening. Number three, Turkey. Turkey has amazing resorts. It is very warm, around 20 degrees Celsius to 30 degrees Celsius in April, May, December, September and October. Number two, Dubai. Dubai has lots of fun activities. If you stay there, for example, visiting the Burj Khalifa. Lastly, number one, Maldives. Maldives is very sunny, especially from December to April. Thank you for listening.
And lastly, we have our teacher interview with Mr. Steele, Luke and Harry with the questions.
Hi, I'm Harry.
And I'm Luke, and today we are going to be interviewing Mr. Steele. Mr. Steele is very new to this school, and he is a Year 6 form teacher and the Year 6 maths teacher.
Our first question is, did you always want to be a teacher?
No, I didn't actually. I always really enjoyed sport. So when I was at university, I did sport and I wanted to do something with my interest in sport, but wasn't quite sure what, because there wasn't a tremendous amount that interested me within it. So I went down the route of being a sports teacher and did some teaching assistant work in sport, really enjoyed it. And then my want to be a teacher kind of came from there.
Our next question is, how many schools have you taught at?
Since I have qualified as a teacher, I have taught at five schools, but actually it's four because I've taught at this school twice. So I actually used to work at this school 5 years ago, and I left to go to a different school, and then I went to a different school after that, and then I've come back. So this is my fifth school, but really my fourth school because I've been here twice now.
If you were stranded on a desert island and could only bring one item, what would it be and why?
This is such a good question. My answer was actually before was a phone, because so I could contact people. But we actually did this in one of my PSHE lessons with my Year 6 class, and they've changed my answer. I would actually take a knife, so it's multi-purpose, so that I could hunt and obviously be able to eat. I could cut things down and I could make things as well to survive.
What is your favourite sport? What football team do you support?
So football is my favourite sport, to play and to watch. And I support Southampton, which is a team that nobody else I teach ever support because we are not particularly good.
Which hobbies do you have and which one is your favourite?
So I used to play a lot of football, don't do so much anymore. I still enjoy watching it. My hobby in terms of me doing, my biggest hobby is spending time with my family, walking my dog, but for me individually is golf. I'm not very good, unfortunately. I'd like to get a lot better, but that is probably my favourite thing to do if I'm going to do something away from my family.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Bournemouth, which is on the south coast. I was there for quite a few years, then moved around a little bit, but yeah, all of the schools I went to was in Bournemouth. And yeah, my parents still live there. I go down there from time to time, but I haven't been there. I haven't lived there for quite a few years now.
Was maths always your favourite subject?
No, it was actually one of my least favourite at school. Because my teachers were very old-fashioned. It was textbook work. It was the same thing kind of every day. We were doing page 17 one day and page 18 the next day. So I found it very boring. So as I got into being a teacher and into doing maths, I wanted to try and teach maths a little bit differently, a little bit more interestingly, a little bit more practically, and kind of be a bit more sporadic in what we're doing and not doing the same thing every day like I did. So maths was actually one of my least favourite when I was at school. But I was always okay at it, so...
What is your favourite movie?
My favourite movies that you will know, there's probably two that spring to mind. I love The Lion King, it's always a classic. And kind of a bit more recent one, I would probably say one I've watched quite a lot recently with my children is Finding Nemo.
That's good movie. My sister likes it a lot.
Really?
Yes.
Is it one of your favourites?
It's one of my favourite animated movies.
Yeah. Nice.
What is your favourite holiday destination?
My favourite holiday that I've been to, my favourite one I've been to would be Mexico. One I would love to go to, and I would say be my favourite choice to go to, would be like a tour around America. I'd love to go to all the different places in the USA if I could.
What is your favourite song?
Favourite song? There's one song that I've listened a lot to. It's by a band called Coldplay. Have you heard of Coldplay?
Yeah.
It's called Yellow. It's not one of their most kind of famous songs, but it's one that when my son was little, we found that for some reason it put him to sleep. So I've heard it a lot of times and we've sung it to him a lot of times to try and get him to sleep when we were there retired in the middle of the night. So it's probably one of my favourites now because I've heard it so much.
My brother can play that song on the drums, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. By Mr. Steele.
Thanks for having me in. Thank you, boys.
Thank you very much to the returning Mr. Steele and good luck to Southampton in their promotion push to return back to the Premier League. Our intro music this week was created on GarageBand by Noah and George. And now to play us out, here is George playing Losing My Religion by REM on the drums.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Remember to rate, like and subscribe and tell your friends.